Hey everybody, Grizzle here, coming to you off the top with the very exciting announcement that Beth is going to be attending TwitchCon in Las Vegas, Nevada on October 20th to 22nd. She and all of her incredible artwork will be in Artist Alley, and you can go and check that out and potentially bring some of Beth's great art back to your home. She's added a lot to the Poke Pantry line, as well as the Foul Birds line of her great art. So go and check that out if you are going to be in Las Vegas at the end of November. It will be a lot of fun. Additionally, you can get some of Beth's artwork if you are a patron. We have the patron t-shirts. The Ope t-shirt has shipped to everybody who has supplied me their information. The Natural One Ope t-shirt, which is a very, very fun design. They will have some more Beth design t-shirts to the t-shirt patrons for the end of the year. Beth is working on those once in between all of her many convention appearances and other artistic duties. So stay tuned for those if you are a patron. We're going to get some more recipe cards out for those patrons as well, which also feature some of Beth's art. She does those designs too. So we're going to have a recipe for the fish dish that I made for this session. I think I'm going to do that one, even though it's a little bit advanced. It turned out really, really good. So if you're a home cook and you want to try something that's a little bit tougher or a little bit more techniquey, then this fish dish was a lot of fun, and it turned out really good. Although the recipe will feature texture, which I did not really feature much when I made it for the team. I just ran out of ingredients and didn't have the fried potatoes that I wanted to have on the dish. But that will be in the recipe once I finish that. So patrons, stay tuned for that one as well in the coming weeks. Thanks to all of our patrons, and thanks to everybody who supports Beth's artwork. Thanks to everybody who follows us on Instagram at DNDNDpod. And thanks for listening to the show. We're going to get back to it and pick up the team where we left off after they discovered that Didredon the dragon might not be the benevolent nice guy that we thought he was back in the cave. He has risen from the throne room and reunited with the mask, reassembling his body, and is starting to wreak havoc upon the palace in Steelshank. The team is all that stands between him and sure destruction for the Dwarven Kingdom. So let's get back to it and see what they are going to do about it right after they roll initiative. So thanks everybody, and do what's fun. Black, it is your turn. You are standing amongst the ruins of the fashion show runway. There are toppled scaffolds and broken lights. There is a fire that is raging nearby the opening to the rest of the complex. Leaving this room is blocked by various zombie dwarves. You see, there is the one that the dragon identified as Gunnar, who has a big axe. Astrid, the one who wanted to make a beauty cream, wields a staff.
Just wanted to make a beauty cream.
your what was the dude's name in Pete's Dragon?
Doc Terminus.
Doc Terminus.
Right?
Your Doc Terminus buddy has like a cane, like a walking stick, yeah. With a pommel. There are two more in addition to Cedric. One is more skull than body. It's kind of just like shoulders and spine that kind of dissipates, and it's kind of just rags and flesh hanging off of old decayed bones. And there's a bluish magical fire that is burning in the eyes behind this mask of this skull. Big blocky skull, dwarf skull.
And then the last one, these last two were not identified by the dragon. And the last one has like glowing magic hands and is wielding magic. And then the aurora is blazing in the sky and behind you in the big open windows behind the throne room. The greens and blues of this are starting to swirl and almost vortex toward you as if there is a tendril of this energy that is starting to stretch towards you or towards the throne room. And you can see the edges of these are starting to turn from blue and green into red.
Well, obviously these zombies are under a magical spell, right?
Yes, that is a reasonable conclusion you could draw.
I'm going to target Goober and cast Dispel Magic at level, I guess, just 3.
That dispels any spell of 3rd level or lower, and you need to roll an ability check using your spellcasting ability, so roll that.
23? Is it like a, I guess, 13, level 13 or higher spell?
Spells only go to 9, but you're not going to end this effect. This is a different kind of magic that is deeper and bigger. That was a good roll. Let's say that there's like a shimmer that drops. There's like a shield or something that goes away. You can see that there is a magical effect that stops, but the guy doesn't just fall into bones.
Damn. What I wanted.
Yes. But it does have some kind of effect on whatever was guarding him.
All right, I use my bonus action to cast Bardic Inspiration.
Okay. That's for everyone based on your the flute.
Thank you.
That's a D10 now. Everybody gets an extra D10.
I don't even remember where it is.
You can add a D10 to any 20 roll. It is now Margarine's turn. The scene is as I described. These zombie guys are stepping towards you and blocking your path as the dragon crawls his way towards the people.
I like him. I don't know. I like him. All the dragons I've met have been pretty cool. And I'm going to, as I'm talking, try to attack Cedric.
Okay.
Sneak attack. Bud, I forgot how to do it all.
Roll to hit.
Roll to hit. We can do it with our knives. Have them both again. Roll to hit. I think it's going to happen. 25?
That's going
to
hit.
Okay.
Now roll your damage.
Sneak attack. 5d6. Ooh, yeah, that's a lot of high numbers. 23.
Very good start. And you roll your regular damage.
Just the knife is 10, and then I get a d8. I'm going to do radiant damage.
Good choice.
3 radiant damage.
So 36 damage total.
With one of my hands.
Yes, it's very, very good.
Now I can attack with my second hand.
Yep.
But then I also
you
have a second.
You can't do sneak attack twice.
No, I can't do sneak attack twice, but I can attack. I do have an extra attack.
Yes.
You can attack twice whenever you take an action attack on your turn. Okay, so second hand is my other knife.
Yep.
Also set to radiant damage. To hit, gonna be 24.
That's gonna hit.
Great. This damage is gonna be less. 6 regular damage, 7 radiant damage.
Pretty good. 46 total. You have another attack.
And I can just use my knife again, right? That's my best weapon. I'm a knives girl.
Definitely your best weapon.
I have that Hellfire light hammer that I'm thinking about just being like knife, hammer, but it ain't worth it. 28 to hit.
That will hit, yes.
And the whole time I'm like, I'm kind of on the dragon's side. Cedric was a real asshole. I gave him a benefit of the doubt. 6 regular damage. But it's just, I don't know. He's also, guys, you didn't wear the mask. 7 radiant damage. You didn't wear the mask, so you didn't see what it's like to be in there, but we literally can't hurt him. He's impervious to damage with that thing on. And it was made from him, which means the rest of him must be impervious to damage. I think we gotta align ourselves with the powers that be. And it's that boy, and I'm pointing at the sky with my bloody knife.
Use that knife to pry the mask off. like shuck it up, shuck it off.
Oh yeah, like a oyster.
Like a little oyster.
And I look at Cedric. I don't think they're listening to me.
What if you just give them food?
No, dude, we. All right.
he's hungry.
Yeah, I hope he's onto something.
My guess is that the second he gets close to food, it's all gonna just like rot immediately.
No, why would
he's
that?
Like, he's like the death dragon, you know.
But they got it. Death has to eat.
I don't know if that's true.
He said he was starving.
That was before he started to attack us.
Bonus action, I'm going to hide in the fallen scaffold.
Okay. Well, bonus action, pry that fucking mask off.
It is Zabbis's turn now. Zabbis, the scene is as I described. You have a very rough-looking Cedric. He's all full holes.
Yeah, I'm just going to blast that motherfucker. I'm realizing how many of my spells are necromantic damage. Or necrotic damage, yeah. I'm sorry. And that does not work here, I'm assuming.
Probably a good assumption.
Yeah. Fighting a lot of dead stuff. I'm realizing my choices of spells were not. But yeah, I'm just going to Eldritch Blast.
Blast.
14?
14 will miss, but...
Oh, wait, that was my damage roll. I'm sorry. Oh.
Yes, that...
Hold on. 19?
19 will hit, yes.
Okay. Now damage. 12.
12 damage. I think you can... Are you going to twin this spell?
Oh, yeah. I forgot I can do that. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, you can twin it, which is... oh, no. That would let you shoot at a second creature. You can quicken it to shoot another one as a bonus action.
Oh, to shoot them both at Cedric?
Yeah, if you would like.
Yeah.
Use a couple sorcery points.
24.
That will hit, yes. You can... Yeah.
Don't laugh at me, James.
Oh, shit. And then, yeah, much better damage roll, too. 15. Holy God.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You in quick succession, fire off these two blasts at Cedric, hitting him in the back. The blasts shoot through his gross, decaying body. Margarine, you just see two holes get blasted into his chest. He just kind of goes and falls to the ground and doesn't move anymore.
That's a really good his voice, but only moaning.
I was kind of happy with that. Zabbis, you have destroyed the zombie Cedric Hammerfist, at least. For now, seems to keep coming back to bother you guys. So we will see if this is indeed it for Cedric.
Can someone, like, do something about that?
It is Fletch's turn. Fletch, you are a little bit dazed, evidently.
I'm going to go get him some food. And I leave the room. And I would like to grab Popo. And I would like to grab stuff with butter.
Fuck yeah.
Or just,
I love what just he's
food
doing.
With, oh, no, food with, but like slabs of butter
oh,
and stuff.
Oh, no. This is the best, James. You got to do something about this, man.
How Dude, are you going fun. To get past all of the other zombies? Are you just going to try to, like, rush past on Popo, or?
Yeah, rush past on Popo.
Okay.
That's disengagement, and they definitely have an opportunity of attack.
Yeah, I will opportunity attack.
Teacher, you can have
disengagement. Ooh, really bad rolls. Holy shit. Everything under 6.
Nice.
Yeah, so they're all going to miss as you rush past on Popo. Roll a dex roll to see if you can grab stuff from, like, the buffet. Butter, slabs of butter from the buffet table. Fletch, you reach out, grab some butter as you fly past. You rolled dex.
21.
21 will do it. You grab some butter. All right, you're on Popo.
Yes.
Grab some butter. You have left the throne room to see the chaos that has erupted, that the dragon is raining down upon the antechamber. Its breath weapon is not a jet of flame or a burst of gas or anything like that. It is a beam of aurora light that consumes the things that are within it and eats away the flesh from the bones
of some of the attendees, some of the scientists that you previously had taken bets from, you see now as their clothing is first burned away and then the flesh is then rotted away from their bones in kind of a time-lapse decay.
That would happen to the food, dude.
And that is where we will leave your turn. It is the zombie's turn. Cedric, you defeated, and at least for now, he does not stir. The body lies at your feet, Marjorie, and does not react. However, nearby, you see a female dwarf zombie who had the magic hands lumber towards you, and you roll history, Marjorie, with advantage. Let's do that.
My best roll was a 12.
I think a 12 will still tell you enough to recognize that the tattered and rotted robes that she wears are reminiscent to you of the Light of the Aurora cult robes. But they are very old, and they look more like the kind of clothing that you saw on the zombie guy who helped you travel from the temple deep within the mountain. There's something very ancient about it, but you recognize that as being part of that group. She mutters some magic words and swings her fists around and casts a spell at you. Roll a constitution saving throw.
I rolled an 18.
An 18 is good enough that you do not feel the full effects of this spell, although you feel a drain on you, and you're going to take 8 damage of necrotic damage.
Now I'm mad at my hair, because I was hiding in the scaffolding, and she still saw me.
She did. She did.
Dead eyes.
Yes. Looming over you as you were hiding within the scaffolding. Zappas, the one that you had previously encountered, that axe guy, is kind of fixated on you now since you ran away from him.
Yeah, and I tried to give him a lanyard.
Yes.
What if, okay, does he seem like, can I roll to see if he seems like more, slightly more intelligent than a zombie? Can I, basically, do I have to fight him?
Interesting. You want to try to reason with him.
Or at least maybe flatter him because I know he was a king.
Okay. Roll persuasion.
14.
What are you saying? Just
I want to maybe pretend I'm swearing fealty or something.
And you're dropping to a knee?
Yeah, and get him to fight with me and be like, my king, lead me into battle against all these other pretenders to the throne.
Oh, interesting.
I just feel attached to him now.
He approaches and he raises his axe and brings it down, but instead of slashing at you with it, he touches your shoulders.
Yes!
What?
And turns to the next nearby zombie and reaches out a gross, decaying hand to, bring you up.
Sick. Okay, cool.
Black, you are going to be attacked by some of these others. The staff and cane zombies are going to turn themselves on you, and they are both going to weave some magic on you. First, the cane guy is going to attempt to charm you, so make a wisdom saving throw. You can avoid a taste of your own medicine.
I know. I don't think that's ever happened before.
Wait, is your race immune to being charmed? I think elves are.
I cannot be charmed.
I feel like gnomes could be charmed.
Oh. Sorry, we're not immune. We have advantage.
Yeah.
As an action, I can perform until the end of my next turn. During that time, you and any friendly creatures gain advantage on saving throws against being frightened or charmed. But that's an action.
You do have advantage on wisdom saving throws against magic.
Where's that?
That's in the saving throw box on your character sheet.
Okay, I got a 15 and a 10, or 7, so 15.
15 will not do it.
I've been charmed?
You have been charmed until the spell ends.
Oh my god. Charmed by someone who's not myself?
Yes. You regard this, the cane zombie, as friendly.
Dude, you get charmed by a zombie? That's gross.
Yeah. It's pretty right. gross.
Okay, why don't you marry it?
He might. You, yeah, you can't,
Yes, I know.
You deserve, you regard it as friendly. Now, having seen that you have been charmed, the other gal, the gal with the staff who just wanted to make a beauty cream, is going to instead join the other woman and attack Margarine. Roll a dexterity saving throw.
I don't like this. Roll a six.
When you succeed, you don't take half damage. You are just good, right?
I believe so, unless it's a fucking magic hands. Doing magic hand.
Nope, it was a fireball and you just avoid it.
Woo!
Yes. Now there is more fire in the room. In the other room, Fletch, you see the dragon isn't really paying much attention to you and is instead just kind of gleefully murdering the dwarves that are present. You are reminded of your first encounter here in Steelshank, where all of the animals came to life and were haphazardly killing people. You have just been around a lot of death at this expo, and now it is at such a scale as groups of people are being not disintegrated.
What percentage of the original attendees are just dead now?
I think we're probably up to in over a quarter. Probably now have been destroyed in some fashion. But the dragon is otherwise not paying attention to you and is not going to attack you on this turn. It is Flak's turn now. Flak, you have been charmed. You cannot attack that particular zombie. You regard it as friendly. But you can otherwise...
Which one is it? Which zombie?
The one with the cane. The one...
Oh, Terminus?
Terminus is a little bit of a fancy man. He's kind of dancing around, tipping his hat.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
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 Is he making me do anything, or can I just...
You can't attack him. Yeah. You know that you're charmed. You regard... Let's see.
Like, I know he's not a skeleton with a top, but that's definitely how I'm imagining him.
I mean, kind of.
The dragon is in...
The other room.
The other room. So I can't yell and talk to him.
You would have to move. You just can't attack him. He is not... It is not a command or anything. You can otherwise act. You can also roll a wisdom saving throw to try to break the charm.
Would that be my action?
No, I think it'd be a bonus action.
These zombies are not corpses, correct?
No.
They're not?
A corpse mechanically is not a living, moving thing.
Man, I did not know that those pillars worked.
Are any of these zombies 5 feet close to each other?
Yeah, the two that were attacking Margarine would be next to each other.
I'll cast Cloud of Daggers on them.
Okay.
And I'll do it at level... I guess I'll do it at level 3.
Think of you every time I cast Cloud of Daggers in Baldur's Gate.
Oh, man, then all my team and NPCs just run right into it.
They always do.
They love it. They can't get enough of the Cloud of Daggers.
Wow. Okay, 15 was my... Oh, wait, do I have to do... No, I don't have to do a hit thing.
No, when they start their turn, they will be hurt. Or now, yes, they will take damage. 15. And then, they groan as they are cut.
Stay out of that, Doc.
You, ward him back. And it is now Margarine's turn. Margarine, what do you do?
I'm doing that thing again. Remember last time we were playing this D&D game? And I was like, am I an idiot? Am I doing the wrong thing? Am I running away from Marta and letting her die? Fuck. Now I'm doing the same thing where I'm like, this dragon, though. Reprobations. What is it called?
Reparations?
Reparations.
Justice for the dragon.
Justice for the dragon. All right. Okay. Gressel, help me. So the person who magic hands me, I clocked their robes as being cult robes similar to the guy who was helping us out with teleportation magic. Mm-hmm. He was super ancient, and also the robes are reminiscent of the Women of the Night. What's it called?
Light of the Aurora.
Thank you. The Light of the Aurora.
Yep.
I do not remember if the guy who was helping us out, ancient guy, explained what he explained about his situation. I know that he he was like victimized as a zombie to sort of do what he was doing. But I can't remember if his original purpose was an altruistic one, or if there that cult that he sort of generated was from wasn't aligned with accepting death. Because it feels like the death cult and Didrydon would be aligned.
Roll history. See what you know.
I don't know. I got a 14.
You know that there was a time in the history of this land where this religious organization was much more prevalent and more powerful.
Yes.
You know that something happened for them to kind of go underground and not be as popular anymore.
So assumingly, when that shift happens was when Didrydon would have been locked away. Except that that doesn't make sense because they didn't, like, generations and generations of the cult people didn't know Didrydon existed. They didn't have proof. They just believed in it.
Sure, yes.
Has this guy been a chair since the mask was made? I think this guy's been a chair since the mask was made, Gressel. And without the mask, he's gonna go back to being a chair.
Pry it off.
Oh my God.
Shuck that shit off his face.
Do it.
He's not a piece of corn on the cob.
So what, like, what does he want? He wants reparations.
He said he wanted revenge for a civilization that dedicated itself to cheating death.
Right.
Don't kick my dog.
I didn't mean to.
Well, I'm not going to stop a dragon with my fists. None of us can stop a dragon with our fists. Okay, well, here's what happens. Margarine is thinking about all this. Since she recognized the robes, it makes her think about Bredalia and Elderbell.
Yes.
Who were in the other room.
They were.
And now I'm scared.
Okay.
So, real quick, give me a rundown of the land in here. We've got five guys still up.
Yes, correct, five guys.
Fletch, I'm sorry, Zabbis and Flack are the ones who are still in this room.
Right.
Fletch has gone into the other room with Popo.
Yep.
Margarine's also curious about how that's going to go down. So I'm going to try to get into the other room.
Okay.
Because I feel like there's a population that is going to be hurt by this dragon, but there's a population that doesn't deserve to be hurt by this dragon. And that's what I'm choosing to care about, period.
Okay.
So I dash.
Okay. You dash. And you get into the other room. You climb your way out of your hiding spot and you get past the zombies. You get into the other room just barely. You see the dragon as its breath weapon finishes doing what it was doing.
Are the guards that I tricked still there?
Those guys are bones.
They're bones.
Yes. And
as you were.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The guards are bones. You get into the room, you see Popo being ridden by Fletch, who has a handful of butter pads.
Wild, that's wild. Eldabelle and Bredalia, do I see them?
Yes, they have stepped forward. They're not far from you. They're kind of more, they're in between you and the rest of the room. They have their knitting needles out and they are stitching the aurora as it's streaming into this room. They are trying to intercept the red beams of this aurora and keep it from getting into people. They are like drawing it towards them. They look very distressed and as if it is something that they are doing with very great effort.
I am going to fucking get myself next to them. Can I get up to them?
Yeah.
I'm here. Girlies, I'm here. I'll protect you. Well, look, the dragon's real.
Berdalia says, Margarine, I can't believe it was him all along. He wasn't good at all. This was the crisis in nights past. That was him somehow. It was this evil.
Are you sure? Because he's, I don't know. He seems okay. You don't like him.
I don't know what to think anymore. Eldabel says, I don't want whatever this energy is to get into the empire, to get into the city below. We have to hold it, but keep them away. And she kind of nods, and a couple of the zombie kings are now approaching you. But your turn is over.
Oh, I turned to face them.
Zabbis.
Yeah.
You watched as Margarine left the room. Fletch has also left the room. Flack is nearby and seems to be kind of like chumming it up with the one dude.
Okay. Got a cool hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I mean, I've got a fight with my king.
Yes.
So.
It was the skull that is approaching you, the kind of skull one.
Okay.
Yeah, Margarine. So you have your king that you have persuaded that you are on the same side of.
Yeah, and I want to make sure he starts fighting the other kings. I'm just not sure how to communicate that to him. Can I Eldritch Blast the nearest guy to him, the nearest king?
Yeah.
And see, like, how he reacts to it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
27.
27 will certainly hit. Yes, this is you're blasting at the foppish guy who is charmed Flack.
Sorry.
No. I don't like jumping. Right.
10.
Right.
No. Okay, you do 10 damage. Yes. The reaction because Flack yells no, that helps the ruse that you have established that this guy is an enemy.
Got it.
It also helps that you have gone after the most ancient of the kings, who is very like warlike.
Okay.
This guy is more, his dress is more kind of like tribal, his rotted furs and things.
Okay.
The crown that he wears behind the mask is more iron than it is forged metal.
Okay.
And he raises his axe over his head and lets out a guttural kind of war cry and goes into a rage and then starts to spin with his axe in the direction of Flack and his buddy.
I mean, he was going to try and fight you anyway.
Let's see how this goes. Yes, 19 will hit you, I assume, Flack.
Was he spinning the whole time?
You're only going to take 5 damage. The other guy is going to be cut in half.
Wow. Wait, my buddy?
Your buddy. But does not die, per se. The halves just kind of split and still function independently of each other.
Like a
copy. Because the one was cut in half, he loses concentration on his charm, and you are no longer charmed, Flack.
Oh,
that's good.
You're welcome.
You're kind of nasty, huh?
And he's kind of like crawling on the ground.
Is it my turn?
Yeah. No, it is not your turn just quite yet, because we're going to cut out into the room with the dragon and Fletch.
I picture this in my head as. It's like a spinning camera shot around Pablo and I while the dragon just in the background, just destroying everything. I want to get the dragon's attention.
Okay.
So I yell, hey!
It turns to you, yes. And so this light, this eerie light is emanating from its mouth and nostrils, but its eyes are just black voids.
Right. Sir Dragon, Sir Didradon, I've got a feast for you. Right here. And I gesture to Popo.
What?
You're not in the room. You can't see. You can't hear. You don't know this is happening. I don't think.
He knows this.
Oh, God. How weird do I want to get? Okay, the dragon kind of chuckles and starts to crawl towards you.
Yes, get a good look. I want him to get as close to me as possible.
He's kind of crawling along the wall. Each step, he embeds these sharp, rocky claws into the stone of the walls, and stone crumbles from these footholds. To the ground below, it cranes its long neck down towards you and licks you with a sharp, rocky tongue.
It'll beat you.
Yeah, you're gonna take some physical slashing damage. That's okay. Gonna be 14.
Okay.
And then you also need to roll a wisdom saving throw.
Nat 20, 24.
Okay, James, roll for Poppo.
No. Am I rolling?
A wisdom saving throw. Add 2 to a 20.
Higher than I get to add for my wisdom.
That's messed up.
Spoiler about Poppo.
My boy.
Okay.
18.
Okay, all right.
It's going to be something else for a second.
It's
going
to be 10, and then the die was like...
Okay, the 18 is not quite good enough.
Oh, no.
And Poppo is frozen in fear and kind of starts to... doesn't freeze like ice, but petrifies. You, Fletch, can feel his... the warmth kind of drain away.
Uh-oh.
From the body underneath you as it starts to turn to stone.
How long do minor concussions?
It is...
Whoa, hold on. I didn't get to do anything.
I guess that's true. Yes, I guess that's true. That was a reaction, I suppose.
Yeah, well, now I feel like real bad because that's not what I wanted to happen. Is the dragon still close?
Oh, yeah, it's like mocking you, kind of.
In one hand, I still have all the butter, and then I want to take out Eagle Strike and throw it into his eye, the dragon's eye.
What, the butter or the sword?
The sword, Eagle Strike.
Then what are you doing with the butter?
Yeah, why'd you remind us of the butter?
Can I do that?
If you butter the sword, it'll fly fast.
Roll. Yes, roll a athletics roll. You're throwing.
Yep. I got a nat 1.
That's not good.
But I get 2 rolls. Yeah.
Oh my god.
No. Why would you get 2 rolls? You get 2 attacks, I suppose. But if you're throwing something and you get a nat 1, you're going to lose the thing that you're throwing.
Oh my
okay,
god.
I lost it.
Yes. You try to throw it, but you. I think what happens is you think about the butter while you're throwing the sword, and it distracts you, and you hang on to the sword too long, and you just throw it at the ground.
Margarine's not going to allow anyone to hold on to any of the special items ever again.
And it clangs on the ground, and the ruby pommel is glowing very, very brightly.
Do I have my second action?
Sure.
Okay, I wanted... from there, I want to hop off of Poppo and then jump onto the dragon's head.
Okay. Roll another athletics roll.
What the fuck? I got another nat 1.
Oh my god.
Wait, can inspiration so fix this? I am, yeah, truly.
So the most concussed. That one rock.
Inspiration would let you re-roll it if you have an inspiration.
I do have inspiration. That's bullshit.
It's really funny, though.
It's very funny.
It is very funny, but that's not what...
Please.
13.
Okay.
But with that, I'm going to use my bardic inspiration and add a d20 to that roll. Or d10.
Yeah.
No.
Not that inspiring.
I'm that concussed. 7. Okay, so a dirty 20.
Okay.
To jump on top of this guy's
with
head.
With that, you can jump on its head.
Cool. I wanted to get close enough to rub the butter on the the mask to like get it
the slippery. It
yeah, that was my plan.
Well, you don't have an action left to do that Fine. On this turn, but you're up there.
Great.
Okay, it's the zombies' turn now. We dealt with the axe guy who attacked the cane guy, cut him in half. From the ground, his upper half is going to cast a spell on Zabbis.
No.
You are going to, it's going to make a ranged attack roll against you. It rolled a two. That's going to miss. A beam of green, nasty energy sails wide of you, Zabbis, and the half creature groans on the ground. The two magical women, women queens, zombie queens, are going to cast spells.
It really sounded like you didn't want to say the wrong thing. The two magical women zombie queens. We respect.
They're going to cast spells at Flack. That is going to be a 19 and an 18. Did both of those hit your armor class? Ties go to the roller.
My armor class is 17, so.
Oh, yes, they both hit. You're going to take. I need some D8s. 20 total. Necrotic damage as you are hit with two of these beams of chill energy, and you feel bad. It makes you feel bad. The skull is going to float its way towards Margarine.
I didn't hear that wrong. It has no legs.
It has no legs.
Yes. Wait, did anyone get daggered?
Oh yeah, roll your dagger damage. They did start their turn within the daggers.
Idiots, why wouldn't they move?
Well, they can't move until they start their turn.
Last time I got hurt. 13.
13, yes. They're looking very cut up.
They're looking cut?
They're really putting in the work inside of their pillars. Yes, Marjan, you did not hear wrong. This one is floating. It has no legs. It has no arms. It is just shoulders, spine, and skull. What can it do? That is a very good question. First of all, it seems that this one can talk.
Wow, okay.
Yep. And it speaks only in Dwarvish, however.
Well.
So you cannot understand what it is saying. But it says something. Fletch, Margarine, you must make constitution saving throws.
It's a rough one for me, 7.
Both of those fail. You are going to take...
A lot of dice.
Yeah, I might have a thing. Hold on, I might have a thing. Uh-oh.
A lot of dice.
It sounds like Wrestler's dumped a bag of dice on them.
26... necrotic damage as this screams and pulls life out of you. It also seems to have attacked Berdalia, also screams out in pain, and she drops her needles as a result.
Hey, do I have a thing?
Do you have a thing?
When an attacker you can see hits you with an attack, you can use your reaction to have the attack's damage against you. Does that count as a constitution saving thing?
No, this is more magical than like an attack.
Shoot.
Yeah.
All right. What did you say? 20 something?
26. 26. I wanted to say 26.
Mike,
it's 26 now. Whether that's more or less.
I think it's 26.
Okay.
I don't remember.
You are hurt for 26 as life is drained out of you and also out of Berdalia, who drops her sewing needles. And the thread of red energy that she was stitching also breaks free of whatever hold she had on it and starts to whip around the room. It weaves around the bones of the guards and they rise as skeletons and attack you.
Stop.
No.
Yo, is your dragon boy causing all this shit too? Is he still cool?
Zabbis,
Yeah.
It is your turn. The zombie queens are nearby. You have your king that you have convinced at least one of the other kings is an enemy. The two halves of that one are on the ground crawling around and are fighting with you. You would have advantage on attacks against it because it can't really move around too great. What would you like to do? You also have the queens there. You could also leave the room, I suppose.
Also, what was the deal with Goober when I did my dispel magic on him?
There was a magical shield that would have protected him against things.
I kind of saw a magic missile the two have.
Okay. Magic missile is a sorcerer spell. You would have to roll wild magic, which could be fun.
Let me see. I don't know what level I want to cast. Cast it at third level.
Okay, so roll that D100 and see if you get under 30%.
No.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry to disappoint.
No wild magic effect. The missiles hit. At a third level, you get 5 darts, I believe. So roll 5d4.
2, 3, 4, 4.
I really wanted that to be 5.
And 2.
Okay, so 15.
Yeah.
Good hit. They slam into the two halves of the corpse, and you break one of the legs off.
All right.
Yeah, and it though that leg does not move on its own. That seems to be now fully dead.
Okay.
Bletch, you are on top of the dragon's head. What do you do?
I want to take the butter that's in...
The butter that's in your hand.
My hand, and I want
to... I am looking forward to hearing about this.
I want to rub it all over the mask. I want to rub it on the mask area.
Are you going to shuck it?
Okay.
I want to rub it all on it, and then I want to take my bow staff and use the leverage to hopefully like loosen it or pry the mask off of this dragon.
Okay, roll a athletics roll.
Get a 20.
Close. dirty 20.
A dirty 20 will not pry the thing loose. The dragon screams in pain.
You gotta do that.
It is an undeniable scream of pain that echoes through this entire space. It is. Every single one of you hears it, and it is brightening. Everybody roll a wisdom saving throw.
I rolled a 1.
11. Jesus.
I just go fully crazy.
Nope. I rolled a 6. You just also scream with it.
Oh, yeah. 7. That's a family pot.
All of you are frightened.
No, I hate frightened. I hate frightened.
How do we fix frightened? What is frightened?
You can't go close to
him.
Yeah,
I'm
on him.
You're going to have to get off.
Oh, no.
Yes, frightened. You have disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of your fear is within your line of sight, which does not apply to Martrin and Zavis right now.
Why?
Or no, it does apply to Martrin. It does not apply to Zavis and Whack. You're in the other room. And you cannot willingly move closer. You are compelled to flee from... You are now scared for your life.
Shit.
And it is the bad guy's turn. We'll start with the dragon since we're there. And Fletch, you are terrified after this thing lets out this otherworldly yelp of pain. And it speaks to you, but you do not hear the words out loud in the room. It is speaking to you in your mind.
Oh.
And it is telling you to leap from the window in the throne room.
Yes, sir.
You can roll a wisdom saving throw to fight the command.
Yes, I do.
But you will be compelled to jump off of it. Although you did grease up the mask.
15.
15 is not going to do it. You are compelled to run towards the open window in the throne room.
All right,
I'm running. You cannot get there within this one turn, but yeah. You jump from the head of the dragon. You land hard on the ground. You're going to take 5 damage since you made... You're too afraid to make any effort to brace your fall.
I've lost half of my hit points.
And you are going to run let's say Margarine Fletch runs past you. You see him flee. He's clearly in distress. The guards, okay. The skeleton guards are going to march towards you, Margarine, and try to attack you. They miss. They miss wildly.
Repost!
I get to attack it and then add my superiority.
Okay.
You said they.
It's two guards.
So can I apply this to both of them?
No.
Gristle! What?
I rolled a one to hit.
You try to stab one, but you just reach through open bones and you get your arm caught.
No. Okay.
But they still don't. They don't hit you. Yeah, your armor takes it, or they glance wide. They're new skeletons. It's their first day.
Okay.
The skull is going to try to attack Eldebel now with this is a weird one. It's going to attack all of you actually with a howl. Everybody make a Constitution saving throw. Not Zabbis. Zabbis is outside the range, and Flak is outside the range.
Nice. 23.
Seven. 23, you're safe.
Seven.
Fletch, you drop to 0 hit points.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
I just pass out?
You just pass out.
Before he even gets to the window.
Yeah. Yes, I guess that's true. Before he gets to the window.
Okay. I'm unconscious.
D&D is a Moorpark Media podcast and a Spotify preferred partner. Written and edited by me, James Gressel. D&D is performed by James A. Janisse, Chelsea Rebecca, Beth Bradloff, and Mike Seigen.